Lord has done great things. If he's done some great things for you, you ought to give us some praise in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has done great things. Well, our soul is glad. Hallelujah. Are you glad today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord. Not the president, the Lord. Not the governor, the Lord. Not the preacher, but the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything is done by the power of God. Hallelujah. And we give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him praise on this 27th day of the new year. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For many have gone on since January 1 came in. And we are blessed to still be around. Hallelujah. And because we're around, we ought to be glad. Because this is another day the Lord has made. You ought to rejoice and be glad that he allowed you to be in his day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we glorify God, the Father, Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. What about you? Hallelujah. He didn't have to keep us. He didn't need us in this day. But his grace and mercy allowed us to be here. Because if he had dealt with us the way we have been, the house would be emptied. Hallelujah. And the graveyard will be filled. But he didn't. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we glorify God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And to our presider, Dr. Louis and Elvis Bush. And to all other ministers in the house, we praise God for you. And to all everyone else who holds a position in the house of God, we praise God for you. And to everyone else who holds a layperson position, hallelujah, we praise God for you as well. Everybody's somebody and everybody's precious. Everybody has a place in God's house. Hallelujah. And it's good that we be about the Father's business, working it out. Hallelujah, what he has assigned us to do. Glory to God, because every position in the house of God is precious. Hallelujah. He take the little things and work big miracles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What time is it? It's good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. We come to bring you some good news. Anybody need some good news? Anybody had any bad news through the week? God's word is here to help you overcome. Glory be to God. From the book of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 32, 3 and 4. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this opportunity to stand and to call on your holy name. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for keeping us 27 days in 2019. Thank you now for your word you're about to speak to our people. We ask that thou will speak a word for we yield that you may use us as a mouthpiece this day. Speak a word in the name of the Son Jesus. A word of empowerment, a word of enrichment, a word of enlightenment, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, hope and love and joy and peace. Speak, God. Hallelujah. And we shall receive in Jesus' name. Hide men behind the cross and allow your Son Jesus to arise. Help them, this congregation, to lose sight on Isaac and see you, God, through your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 6. 33, 34, are you there? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Hallelujah. Tell the person sitting near you and say, neighbor, try Jesus. Hallelujah. We go about our daily lives seeking wisdom, seeking knowledge, seeking words of advice from people we know. And sometimes we might even engage the conversation with a stranger. And during the course of that conversation, we find ourselves engaging in things that has happened in our lives, and we are looking for an answer that will help lift the burden. And our friends and our family and our foes may give us some advice. Hallelujah. But that advice is not exactly what you need. We seek everybody that we can see to say something that will lift us up, that will give us some hope. We seek everything except Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is all wise, all knowing, all powerful. Tell your neighbor, he knows everything. And he got the answer for everything. But we don't seek him. Hallelujah. And I don't know what it is, why we don't seek him. I think I have an ideal. And that's because we don't see him. We try to live our daily lives and our Christian life by what we can see with eyes. But what about the blind man? He can't see. But even them, as us, they may not can see us, but they can hear you. And since they can hear you, that's the same as seeing you, if for them they are concerned, because their senses have gotten sharper and keener because they have lost one. And that strength goes to the other ones that are left. Sometimes the blind can see better than us. Hallelujah. Sometimes they can see things that we don't even know is showing on us. Hallelujah. And if you were blind, not physically blind, but blind to the things of this world, then we would be a much happier person, more pleasant, more lovable, more kinder, and we will be a joy to be around all the time. Now, sometimes we are a joy to be around, and sometimes we ain't. Okay, depending on what happened before I saw you. You heard Sister Lynn talking about angry words. Somebody stirred you up and got away before you got a chance to tell them off. So the very next person you meet, you unload your anger. You unload it, and the person wanting to know what I've done to you, that you're snapping at me today. And then later on, you want to come back and apologize. But you had done like the children were told today, be slow to speak, swift to hear. But I told y'all last week and been saying this for years, we are backwards. We're swift to speak and slow to hear, and we're also swift to be angry. The neighbor, why are we so backwards? We just don't seem to want to do what people tell us to do. But yet you go to them for advice. Is that making sense? We don't want to do what you said do, but I'm asking for advice anyhow. Most of the time we're looking for somebody to pass the blame on if it doesn't come out the way you said it did. And what I want, then I can blame you because you wouldn't tell me to do it this way. But if you seek Jesus, his advice is solid. It's sound. is the best advice you can ever get. But somebody said, how can I seek him? I don't know where he is. I stopped by to let you know today that he's where you are. Wherever you are, he's there. Not only is he there, but he's also in you. Because he said, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. He also said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anybody will open up, I come in. And I sit with them, and they with me. He's always where you are. Because he promised never, ever to leave us. Nor will he ever forsake us. How can I sin? You see him through the word. Pick up the book. And not just any book, but pick up the Holy Bible. And in them you will find Jesus. The word is alive. The word is active. It functions. Tell your neighbor it works. But you got to allow it to work. Seek Jesus by seeking the word. After all, the word is Jesus. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. And the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and that was Jesus. Seek him. He had some good advice. May not be what you want to hear, but it's the only one that will work. And if you use his word, you won't have to keep on repeating the stuff over and over again. When you use his word and let it become a part of you, then the thing that hurt you yesterday won't hurt you today, because you have been delivered. No more chains will be holding you, because you would have known the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. It makes you free from woes and oaths and isms and schisms. But we are seeking mostly earthly things. Everybody wants silver and gold. And Jesus gave us some advice about silver and gold. He said, seek to save up spiritual things. Where moth and thieves and rust and all those kind of things can't come in and corrode it, steal it. But seek to build up heavenly creatures where the moth can't come in. The thief can't steal it. Nobody can take it from you. You're building on eternal things. But we seek all these earthly things. We accumulate and accumulate and accumulate. Just to be able to say, it's mine. But remember what Jesus said about the farmer? He said, this rich farmer planted here a crop. And it come forth in abundance. And so much so that the man didn't have storage enough to put his harvest in. And so he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my old barns. Build me up some new barns. And then I'm going to put my harvest in it. And when I'm finished, I'm going to sit back. In today's society, you're getting your easy chair. And some of us got those electronic recliners that you can put yourself in any kind of position and even help you get up. When you sit down there, because I guess that they put that part in there because you don't want to get up. So if you mash the button long enough, it'll stand you up. So maybe he had that kind of chair that he was going to get in. And say, so you done well. I'm going to have all this, but the Lord came to it and said, thou fool, tonight your soul shall be required of thee. Now, who shall these things be? Hallelujah. What is it saying here? We accumulate and accumulate and accumulate, but tell your friend you can't take it with you. You got to leave it here. But if you built up some heavenly problems, you don't have to worry about taking it. It's already stored up for you, waiting for you when you get there. But all that earthly stuff, you're going to leave it here. You're going to have to go up there poor. Hallelujah. Yeah, so seek. And I'm not going to be before you long. I'm about through now. Going back to my text right now. It said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek first, not last. Seek him first. Before you go to Deacon Tick, go to the Lord. Before you get on your cell and text or call, seek the Lord. Text him. Better still, call him. He wants to hear your voice. Seek him. You don't know where he is, so call him. And let him know what you need of him. You ain't got to remember the number. He's on speed dial. And any number you hit is speed dial for him. Whatever it is, it's speed dial directed to him. and got worried about him not being able to answer you because he can talk to you and everybody in the whole world at the same time and never miss a word. So he's better than the smartphone. And he's better than the smart TVs and whatever else they call smart right here. Okay, because they couldn't do it, make it without him. He has all that wisdom. Yeah, so seek him first. If you seek him first, you won't have to worry about nothing else. Seek him first. When your head first start hurting, don't wait until after you took the aspirin or the Tylenol or the, what's the other ones? Aleve and Excedrin, okay, and the prescription ones too. Yeah. Don't wait until you take that and then call him. Call him first. If you call him, he answer. Cause it asks, and it shall be given. Call him. The Lord is my shepherd, and I don't have to want. Call him. Yeah, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein belongs to him. He founded upon the sea and established upon the flood. Seek him. He can deliver you. Seek him. He'll bring you out all right. Seek him. Hallelujah. Because the Lord will provide your every need according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. He has cattle on thousand hills. Hallelujah. God has buildings all over this world. Seek him. Hallelujah. No good thing will he withhold from you if you just seek him. We have not because we ask not. Yeah, seek him when you're going through your trials and tribulations. Seek him. I heard Brother James said, count it all as joy. Hallelujah. When you enter into diverse temptation, count it as joy. Stop complaining and say, thank you, Lord. It's joy to my soul. It's going to work out for my good. Yes, it is. Seek him first. Hallelujah. And his righteousness. And all these things, money in the bank, clothes in the closet. Hallelujah. Seek him. Hallelujah. First, automobile under the carport, wherever it is. Seek him first. the kingdom of God and God will add it unto you. Yes, he will. Seek him. Hallelujah. And it said, therefore, take no thought what you're going to do tomorrow. Somebody's been worrying about tomorrow. And tomorrow's not here. Hallelujah. Don't take no thought about what's going on tomorrow. Tomorrow will have its own day. It'll have its own problem. It's sufficient for itself. But live in the moment. Live in the day that you're in. And everything will be all right. Peace is yours. Joy is yours. Happiness is yours. Love is yours. Prosperity is yours. Good health is yours. Seek him, seek him, seek him. And in this word, you'll find it that I am your deliverer. I am your present help in a time of need. I am that I am. Come unto me, all you that burden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you need to learn that he's meek and lowly. And you'll find rest for your troubled soul. Then, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. So what is it saying? Your yoke is heavy. I have invited you to cast all your cares on me. Now, if you have cast them to him, then you shouldn't be burdened down with them any longer. If you still burdened down with it, meaning you didn't cast them to him. You had it in your hand, and you threw, but you didn't let it out. You still have it. Once you seek him, you don't have to worry no more. We're not talking about seeking in that sense. Once you cast it to him, don't worry about it another second. Because the moment you start worrying about it again, you took it back. But be thankful. And your deliverance is at hand. Seek him first. And leave everything that's negative with him. And say, I've been delivered. I've been made free. And when the enemy try to bring it back on you, just let him know, you just a lie. I am delivered. Now I'm going to be delivered. I am delivered. Because what he's trying to do is make you doubt. And once you doubt, you have accepted it back. But don't say, I thought I was healed. I thought I was delivered. No, I'm still healed. I'm still delivered. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it feels like. I'm healed. Because I sought the Lord. He heard my cry, and he answered my plea. Hallelujah. I am delivered. God bless you.